Section 7.3. Quantity of work accomplished during training. Put the work back in your workouts. The quantity of work you perform during your training sessions is another concept that is paramount to understanding how to design an effective training program. Pay attention, because along with understanding the concepts of multi-joint exercises and free weights, this will probably be the most important concept to understand why you may not be getting the results you want from your workouts. Work, defined as W equals F times D, is defined as force. F equals the amount of weight moved in any given exercise, multiplied by distance, which equals the distance you moved the weight. In general, the more work you perform in a given time period during your workout, the more calories you are going to burn, and the better metabolic response you are going to get from the workout. The amount of work you complete in a given time period essentially determines the intensity of the workout. To better understand this concept, consider the following examples of work performed during two different workouts. The example weights and distances used are simply for calculation purposes. Each person will have different ranges of motion based on their limb lengths and body size. Even if you do not use weights that are even a fraction of the examples, it is all relative to each individual person. You will get results based on what quantity of work in a given time period is challenging to you personally. You can see that both workout examples contain four exercises, yet will have vastly different effects on your body and the results you achieve toward becoming leaner and more ripped. Please refer to the Truth About Abs manual to see the workout number 1, work performed in workout number 1, workout number 2, and the work performed in workout number 2. It'll be very important for you to reference this on page 86, because the next section will be talking a great deal about these workouts. As you can see, with workout number 2, you will complete almost 4 times as much work as workout number 1, in approximately the same time period. This means the intensity of workout number 2 will be much higher. You will burn a lot more calories, you will get a better hormonal response, and ultimately, you will get a much greater increase in metabolic rate for hours and days following this workout compared to workout number 1. Take note that workout number 1 is comprised of solely single joint movements, while workout number 2 is comprised of multi-joint movements. Notice that although you can handle pretty decent quantities of weight in the shoulder shrugs and calf presses examples, the movement distance is so short that the quantity of work you perform is minimal compared to the multi-joint lifts in workout number 2. Also, even though the other two example single joint movements, front barbell shoulder raises and barbell bicep curls, in workout number 1 allow you to move the weight for a greater distance, the quantity of weight you can handle in these exercises is much lower, which again leads to a minimal accumulation of work compared to the multi-joint movements in workout number 2. If your goal is to get lean and ripped, then don't waste your precious time that you are devoting to the gym performing single joint exercises that equate to low total work volumes, i.e. low intensity workouts, when your time could be much better spent by performing high work volume multi-joint exercises. So the general concept to retain from these examples is that in order to get the best results, you should focus most of your time training with exercises that can move greater amounts of weight for larger distances. Higher range of motion exercises such as clean and presses or one-arm snatches, in which you move a weight from the floor to an overhead position, obviously force you to perform the largest quantity of work of all exercises in existence due to the great distance moved. Also, combination moves like dumbbell squats and presses force you to perform a great quantity of work, burn the most calories, and work most of the muscle groups in your body all at once, creating a metabolic environment that stimulates change. In summary, one of the points I'd like to make in this section is not to devote all of your time to ab training in your quest to get leaner and better looking abs. Instead, to get much better results faster, devote the majority of your time to multi-joint exercises that work a larger quantity of muscle, larger portions of your body and larger muscle groups, than ab-specific training. I'll expand upon the cardio discussion in a later section. Also, I'll explain in later sections how to compile workouts that stress the greatest amount of muscle groups in your body, without too much overlap on successive workouts.